You're nothing but a liar, a cheater, a deceiver, heartbreaker, and I won't let you back in my life. So I'm taking the house, the car, the kids, and the dog. I want it all.
You're nothing but
a liar, a cheater, a deceiver, heartbreaker, and I won't let you back in my life. So I'm taking the house, the car, the kids, and the dog. I want it all. You're nothing but. That is dedicated to Legion.
Oh, boy. Are you ready?
When a hit, hit go.
Let me just tell y'all, I cannot believe that the entire world is engulfed in this Risa Tisa Legion story the way that they have been. It has blown my mind. Completely blown my mind. And I don't even know where to start, but you want to start?
I'm going to start with the girl is a genius. Risa Tisa, even though she made some bad decisions, the girl is a genius for sitting down and coming up with this whole plan of I'm going to use this platform to tell my story. I don't care how crazy it makes me look. I'm going to break it down so that people can listen to it and be so enthralled into it that they listening to it as an audiobook. They're looking at it on television. They are just just into it. Just straight all the way through. She said, want to hear it, here go. Yeah.
When I tell you that it is so big that Rolling Stone magazine wrote a story about her 50-part TikTok series.
Unless I saw something on ABC News. They like, we on number, we on video 14. When I was watching it, I think when I started watching it, she was at maybe like, she has to be at like 500,000+ followers.
Right.
By the time I got done watching it and looked the next day, she was at 1,000,000. I don't even know what she had today.
I have not gone to take a look at the number of followers that she has. But what I am going to tell you is that it is crazy that people have this attention span too. So let's talk a little bit. Okay, let's start with the genius of it all, right?
Right.
Before we just hop into the mess. So first and foremost, using TikTok as the platform to tell your story is the right platform.
Yeah.
First and foremost, like everybody is on there mindlessly scrolling, like looking for something to keep their attention. So for you to create this whole story on TikTok, like you said, brilliant, right? The next thing she did that was brilliant in my eyes, and I think you might have said this too, she created a playlist. Okay. So, as I was saying, let's start with the genius of it all, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like we said, TikTok is the right app to do this, right? There, no other app can you just sit and watch all these videos and read the comment, like have this whole interaction with nothing. This would not work on Facebook. This would not work on Instagram Reels. Definitely gives me old school Twitter thread vibes. But this was good. Like, it was really well thought out. I feel like she had to write down cliff notes or like write down notes so she could keep up with everything she was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because ain't no way.
I just looked after all of those technical difficulties. Yes. She is at 2.8 million.
We'll get paid, ma'am.
Right.
So then the second thing that makes this genius is she created a playlist. So instead of somebody having to go on there and just be like, what is that? Like, let me go to video number 26. Now let me go to 27. Now let me go to 20.
Hit the playlist. And they were just,
I was like, come on, back to back videos. Come on. Come on.
Like, and in a way, let me tell you. So the back to back videos were genius for two reasons. Like you said, one, they just kept coming. Boop, 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 boop. But the fact that they just kept coming like boop, 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 boop. It kind of like, it kept you there. It trapped you. You was in the rabbit hole. Because it was like, you ain't have to stop. Like, because if you stop to go look to try to figure out what's the next video or find the next video, that'll get you off track and you would just distracted and you would like, forget it. I'm good. But with some comment, like you sitting there and before you can even decide, like, all right, here come another one. And another one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know, go ahead.
I was around here like an audiobook.
You're going to need this for, you're going to need to remember this. I'm coming back to this. That was my thing. Like, oh, okay. Let me write this down.
Right. Yeah, remember that. Remember when I tell you this. Like, okay. Okay.
But I do feel like the only negative I'm going to say before we get into the mess is I feel like she probably could have shortened the story just a little bit. Just a little, 500 minutes.
Yeah. I agree, but I also think that was the method to her madness.
Yeah. Like, she definitely had people watch a 10-minute video. Like,
she stopped at 50. Like, so she probably had made up in her mind, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it in 50 parts. And like she said, she wanted to be very detailed. But then you also have to remember, she also took breaks, gave us intermissions. To do recaps, clarify things, set some things straight. So it was definitely a thing. Like, yeah, I was just like, wow. And I saw something on Instagram. It's a like an influencer management company that I follow. And they were saying one of the things that made this great was that she was a great storyteller. She was willing to be vulnerable. She chose a topic that everybody can relate to, which was relationships. And they was like, she was straight face front, straight forward in the camera talking.
Yep.
So like all those things were like pointed. So I was like, okay. That face forward and the camera talking thing, I was like, okay, I'm going to have to work on it.
She did a really good job of that.
Yeah, keeping your eyes in the camera. I was like, okay, I'm going to have to work on that. But, yeah, I mean, I guess we can appreciate it from that standpoint because we do content and we may create stuff and stuff like that. So I think from that standpoint, we like, man, this is content gold right here.
It is. And if you think about it, so as of yesterday, I think I read an article yesterday. She had 197 million views, and someone had did the math like a day before, and they said, okay, she probably was at, I think she was at 100. No, it was single digit million views. Now she's at a triple digit 100 views, like 197 million views. And with 2-point-something million views, you should be getting paid like $300,000. So every post of hers is authentic with comments and likes and shares and bookmarks. She's gotten paid. She's getting paid off of this, off TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She definitely getting paid off TikTok. On top of people probably has donated to her because I think she had a GoFundMe up there. So I'm pretty sure people have given her for that. Did you see the TikTok that, was it Mercedes? What kind of car did she say she wanted? With the blue, with the...
BMW, that's BMW.
Did you see that they did a video?
No, I didn't.
And they was like, we are looking for your blue, whatever she wanted. With camel seats, we're looking. Yeah. I said, shut.
Yeah,
not.
She wanted a dark blue BMW X5 with cognac. Interior.
They said, we are looking for your X5. They did a video like us looking for your S5.
What's crazy is,
come on now, they are going to use her storyline. Mm-hmm. Child, and they better give, they better put,
they I think
better
they
drive
are.
It right to her house.
Well,
I want how I, so how does she how is she going to Paris? Did someone sponsor this trip?
Okay, yeah, so that's what I was gonna tell you. So you sent me that video, but yesterday I was on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, and I saw the owner, CEO or whatever of, I'm going to say it wrong, Naturium, the skincare line, N-A-T-U-R-I-A-M or something like that. Anyway, they have really good skincare. Mm-hmm. They have like this body oil. I mean, this body wash is like an oil that's supposed to be real good. Anywho.
Mm-hmm. I know exactly who you're talking about.
So she said that she wanted to purchase her ticket to London. And so she was going to try and reach out to her so that she could sponsor her trip to London. Now, how the Paris thing came into it, I can't answer that. But yes, these trips are being paid for. She is not paying for them herself.
Yeah. I mean,
exactly.
Girl, next is gonna be next a realtor gonna be like, we got you.
That would be a blessing. Like, so let's get into it. So,
all right, let's get into the mess. All right, let's get into the mess.
Everybody know the story, but right, I want to talk about like, bitch, please.
Right, I just want to say, like, now that we done put her up there, we done gave her her accolades, we done celebrated you, girl. We manifesting for you. We are. What you did was amazing. Your content, all that was great. Now, let's talk to you like you was one of our girls. And girl, what the fuck, girl? What girl, in the whole entire fuck? Okay. Friend.
Okay, so I am going to give her one more kudos, right?
Okay.
She called this man Legion, as in the Bible, possessed the by demons. That, I loved it. I was like, okay, girl, I like
Listen,
that.
I saw one video, though, and the girl was like, Lee John. I said, now that's clap.
Lee John.
She was like, Lee John, why would you doing all that? She said, Lee John, you're about to tire. You're paying the bills and the rent. Why was you lying? You was a good man.
Right.
Lee John.
Right. Lee John.
All right.
Risa met Lee John in March of 2020. Now, we all remember March of 2020. You can never forget it because that's when
just
COVID hit America.
Down.
Right. So, apparently, she matched with this man on multiple dating platforms. So, like Facebook and I think Hinge. And so, one had a name and his nickname, and different photos was on another. So to me, that would have been my first red flag that, okay, he's scamming on the internet. But girl didn't even pick up on that.
I would have like, I probably wouldn't have thought scammer. I would have thought full of shit, yeah, huh?
Or catfish, like, I don't trust, I just don't trust it. I've watched Catfish since the beginning, so I know a fat Kelly Price when I see one, so I'm
always trying to sign me up on somebody's website.
I would help you find the most authentic gent. I got you.
Okay. No, thank you. I hope that this story. I hope that this story this will dead the whole dating on the internet thing. We are not doing
nigga,
that
because you have me, you have Toy, and you have Cece, and we're like, girl, no.
Girl,
you got Leash. Leash should be like,
Girl, listen, her that the I got a whole tribe that'll be like, fuck no.
Okay, yeah. So we talked about the first sign though, right? He had multiple dating platforms with different names and pictures. This is the first sign from the good Lord she should have listened to. They were supposed to go on a date at the Cheesecake Factory. And his tire blew out. And her tire
blew out.
And he did come to the gas station and change her tire.
He did
all that. But that was just that's probably one of the few things he did right.
Yeah. I mean, and honestly, like, let's keep it a buck. You know, we all be a little damsels in distress. So if he would have came in and swooped, we definitely would have been like, girl.
Like, girl, this man came to the gas station. He fixed my tire. He got me a new one.
Definitely would have been on the phone texting, like, girl, my tire blew out on the way, and I called him to cancel, and he told me to pull over. He came, changed my tire, took me to the tire shop, paid for my new tire, and we still went out to eat.
Y'all that was is a good man, Savannah.
So I want everybody to stop acting like that. And I don't care. I don't care what quality of man you dated. That right there, that's a good man, Savannah. Like, come on now. We'll be like, girl, that's a good one. Okay.
So for real. So after that, like we said, we go into lockdown. And they decided to move in together. Yes. In her 3-bedroom house.
Well, I mean, he was a VP in the studio, so.
All right, we will.
VP at the time, or he was becoming
He wasn't a VP at that point.
He had some type of big position that. Mm-hmm. That's why he was back in Georgia.
Yeah, he was a regional manager at a condiment company.
Right,
but she didn't share the name.
Right, but she had, obviously, clearly she had, they had been at each other's houses before the whole shutdown. Mm-hmm. So she saw that he was in a studio, unless they was at FaceTime, I don't know. And he saw what she had, and he was like, and I think it came out like he was bunking with somebody. And so I think he was about to get put out. So he was like, shit, right on time. All right, girl. So we so in love. We're not going to spend this time apart. So because I mean, now that part was like, girl, what? Because I would have been like, I'm going to quarantine at my house. You're going to quarantine at your house. We're going to be as safe as possible. And we can commute back and forth. Just don't be out here on no extra shit, and I'll be safe, and I won't be in this no extra stuff. You can come over here for a few days. I'll even come and stay at the studio for a few days. But what we're not doing, you're not living with me. You're going to go home. In a month?
Right.
No, we're going to keep dating. We just going to have to date differently because everything is shut down. We're still going to date regularly. So we're going to talk on the phone. We can chop it up on the phone. We can FaceTime. And you know, I'm gonna start setting up the work from home. You're gonna be doing whatever it is that you do, We'll see each other on the weekend. You know, you can order meat, but you're not staying at my house. I don't know. You're still, you're still a stranger.
Exactly.
No.
So they move in together, and they ended up, maybe I'm skipping too fast, but she like was skipping too. So she would talked about they got married in January of 2021, but then she started talking about they divorced right after it. Like she was all kind of like, she would say, okay, remember this, I'm gonna come back to this. And I'm like, okay.
I don't think they were married a year.
No, they were married like a few months.
Right.
And
I think I think they got married in January, and I want to say by August, September, she started putting in a process to get divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. That's crazy. Okay. First red flag, multiple dating sex.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't even the fact that he had multiple dating sex. For me, it would have been the different names on these dates. Because people are on multiple dating sites. So that's the first red flag. Second red flag is you trying to move with me after a month and trying to use a shutdown. No. Now y'all in it. Y'all together. He living with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you then got knocked up.
Mm-mm-mm.
He's talking about he didn't. Now I don't know if this is a red flag, but it would definitely keep my. I would definitely have my eyes would be on. I'm putting on my good glasses. When she was like, he was just like straightforward with everything. He was divorced. The wife cheating on him. He left and kids. Da, 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 da. Like all that. Like I think she said he was saying all this like on the first date, and then was turning around. And then turns around like, I got money in this account, money on this account. I got offshore's account, and I can do this and that. Like me,
that would have been a red flag for me. Like the offshore account and his living situation, they don't go together.
Me personally, if I meet a man and he off jump talking about, I do this and I make this and I bring home this and this and this and that, like I'm like, you full of shit.
I think it's the Chicago in us. We don't trust
shit like that don't impress me. So him saying like, I played arena football and I got offshore accounts and I got all this money and Chase and all this money and this other bank and all this, like that legit would not have impressed me. I would have been like, I don't want to do it.
Yep.
I don't want to do it. Like, I don't know. It's not, he got, I don't want to do it. Like, that, it just wouldn't impress me. So, especially if you're telling me all this off back. Like, you just want to say, I played arena football, back in the day or whatever like that. I'd have been like, oh, okay, who did you play for? I'm Googling.
That's the thing. Like, he claimed that he invested these football earnings and he had all his money. But like, if you knew his name, Reese,
why all you have to, because
I want to know your stats. Because honestly, I don't fuck with bums. So let's see, what was your stats? Would you catch the ball? Would you tackle it? Like, what was you
doing? Would you on the field? Like, what was going on?
Were you on the sidelines or were you making plays?
And he probably banked on the fact that, he probably banked on the fact that he was like, I played arena football. He probably banked on the fact that she didn't know much about football or that she wasn't into football. Do you know how much of a monkey wrench we would have threw in his fucking plan?
What's your position? What position you play?
I played arena football. Oh, yeah, what was your position?
Oh, okay. Who you play offense. Okay, well, who'd you play for? Because, arena football, it's really only in Canada, Illinois, and United States. It's not going that well, so they're not making that much money. So.
Who did you play for? What was your position? What was your number?
Yeah.
He was like, because he was like, they want to state that. They won championships and I, oh yeah.
Oh, that's easy to find. Arena football champions.
Let's do our Google. Team roster. Man. Come on.
Exactly.
I would have looked at him like, you look like you probably was on the O line.
Mm-hmm.
What was your position?
Was you protecting the quarterback? He was a right tackle.
Right. What was going on? Because you're too big to be a safety. So what was you doing?
He was definitely on the line.
Definitely on the line, my boy. Come on. You're nice and fluffy. What was your position, my guy? He would have been
right. His story would have been fucked up right then. But, right there. Okay, so she believed all this. And soon after they started staying together, they started looking for a house. And this is the next red flag, in my opinion. Because he claimed he had all this money. And he showed her that offer letter approving him for $750,000 mortgage. He showed her screenshots and all this stuff about her bank account. So she just was like, all right, cool.
All right.
So he out there fake looking at houses. She don't know this, but he told her he put an offer in and they were going to do with earnest money, and they were going to do a virtual closing. Okay. The realtor ended up calling, asking about the house. He said that he made the offer and told a different realtor that was a friend of his. So.
And that was shady because that was shady because you've been working with this realtor all this time. Then you gonna undermine him and get a sale. I don't even know if you can. That don't even sound like that's something that you can do.
So I'm gonna say, like, when I was looking for something a while ago before, you know, we ended up purchasing, and I had to sign a contract with my realtor that I wouldn't use another realtor. So it is super shady. You don't really do that, and realtors don't like when you do that either. So they'll drop you, like that man did.
Right. Well, that the original realtor that they had, he really wasn't on his P's and Q's either.
That's true. Because you should be able to sniff some shit out.
Right, because he was like, you know what, it was my bad. I should have did my due diligence and made sure y'all had a pre-approval, made sure that you had proof of funds. So it was things that the realtor didn't do either to make to cover his part. But again, girl, Reese, you ain't, even if you don't, like, I don't know nothing about purchasing a home, but I have plenty of friends who have. I know plenty of, I could definitely probably went on a book. I know plenty of people that I've graduated high school with, plenty of people that I know that's in real estate or know something about real estate to be like, hey, yo, help me, help us over here.
Exactly. But, you know, she was going along with it. She was letting him take charge and be the man or whatever. And so he ended up showing her a house that was under contract on realtor.com. And she was like, all right, bet that must be our house. It's under contract. Shorty went shopping for furniture and stuff.
They was in the Home Depot getting appliances. Like, all that stuff. Like, yo. Okay.
So then the inspection kept getting delayed. But at the same time,
but he was telling her that the inspection was getting delayed.
Right. He was telling her this. But then at the same time, ain't this at the same time she found out she was pregnant?
Yeah. I think so, yeah. But let's backtrack.
Because what I missed.
We also have to give her grace. We gave her grace because he came in. That's a good man, Savannah. He came in, fixed her tire, whatever, with the blowout. And then you also have to remember that when he moved in, he was paying her bills and the rent.
He was paying utilities and stuff, like side bills, not the main bill.
Well, I thought she said. I thought she said.
Let me go back to my notes now. Let me go back to my notes.
All she had to cover was her personal bill, like her cell phone bill and her insurance.
He oh, you're right. Rent and utilities.
And utilities. So can you? So, I can only imagine going from a position of having to cover all this on your own to having somebody mm-hmm. coming through. Like, nah, I got it. Like, yeah, nah, never mind. Like on that end, I'm gonna be like, ooh, it's Gucci over here. But at the same time, when we get to talking about buying a house, I definitely want to be involved. I even though, and I get she had the attitude of like this gonna be his house. Like it's even though this is our house, his name is on the mortgage. He's the one that's gonna be paying it. But I'm still need to have a plan because at the end of the day, we're both moving in here and this is going to be my roof over my head too. And if something falls through, I got to make sure that I can step up if I need to.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm going to be a part. I need to know what's going on.
I'm sorry. I'm in the business. Excuse me. What they say? You just got a phone. Yeah, what they said. What else we got to send them?
Put them on speaker.
I don't need the speaker, but keep me abreast of all the situations.
Everything that's going on. And I'm going to be doing my Googles and asking questions and doing research on my side. And I'm also going to be coming with the plan B. Like, all right, so bet.
Mm.
If this don't fall through, like, I'm good for it. We got to have a contingency plan.
Exactly. So, like, going back, now she's pregnant. She finds out that the house that they were buying utilities for, appliances and furniture for, is off the market, even though they weren't the ones who closed on the deal. So she decided to contact the real estate agent for the house. And they told her, hey, yeah, this other couple, that's their crib. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, an older white couple. That right there, I don't like, because I think by now, at this point, they engaged, she pregnant.
Yes, yes.
So, like, it's one of those things where I definitely side eye heavy.
Yep.
You getting a strong side eye from me. And at the same time, my trust, whoop, that's already a chink in a chain. My trust is already like, uh-uh. But then she turned around and let this man convince her to buy another house, to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And this time he hit it with the all cash offer.
Wait, you skip. Before the next house, he got her, this is when she test driving the cars.
And she started having issues with the pregnancy. No.
So he test driving the cars and he said he was gonna pay for it with his offshore account. Child. So they went to so many dealerships.
I'm not doing
that. And they set up a wire transfer over the phone. Do you know what you have to do to set up a wire transfer? Like,
listen, you gotta give your blood and your second born child.
You gotta have passwords. You gotta have somebody on that end and on this end confirming y'all doing too much. Okay,
listen, but
so obviously that didn't work.
I'm gonna keep giving her grace. She was like, okay. I was looking and I saw it. My problem is, girl. When do you? I am going to Google and ask questions, and I'm gonna get on it because I would have been like, "Well, did the money hit your account yet? So how long is it gonna take for the money to hit your account? So when can I go to get this car? Like when? So when are we going? Fuck all this test driving. When are we going to drop this money?
Yeah, I would have just started Googling like, how to manage funds in an offshore account. What is the process for? Like, I want to know all the steps.
Fuck what you talking about, sir. It say it takes 2 to 3 business days. Like, I would have came back with the facts, and what you have for me, sir?
They say it takes 2 to 3 business days for money to transfer. I'm gonna give you 4. By grace.
Right.
Because it is COVID.
I'm gonna start calling her Grace, cause shit.
I'm gonna give you 4 because COVID. I'm gonna give you 4 because of COVID. But I'm gonna be asking questions, and I'm gonna keep asking. So did you get a check? How they gonna send a check? What did the money come? What we gonna like? Right. So when can I go get this car? And then how was you doing all this test driving and stuff during COVID?
See, anywho,
because COVID,
cause I don't recall them being. But they lived in the South. They lived in Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia was a little different.
They were different
Georgia.
Down there.
They were kind of still open during the whole process.
Yeah, not like us. So listen, then she ends up having a miscarriage and needed to go to have surgery to have a DNC. This man claims that whatever was happening at work was more important than her surgery, and he couldn't take her.
And do you understand that? That would have been another that I
would have been like, I'm done. It's too many things.
I'd have been so hot. I would have been so done with it.
So at this point, she thought that he was getting promoted and she just going along with it. But the funny thing was, he was still walking around with the "I work on the floor" shirts.
Right.
But you got a uniform on, Mr. Vice President.
Right. Where's your slacks?
and your business attire. What do you have on? Oh, so now we are at the point of the large cash bid for a house. And apparently,
that right there would have been a no-go for me and a dough.
But they went they tried to buy a house like 3 or 4 more times before, no, 2 or 3 times before this cash bid that got into a quote unquote stalemate that ended when they asked for proof of funds.
Listen, he could not have said to me, "We're doing this house in cash." First of all, after the first house fell through, I would have been done with the house search. Don't say shit to me about a house.
Yes.
After we done went through all those steps, let me tell you how it definitely would have been you on a chopping block. I'm about to cut your ass off. Like, I understand she was into deep and feelings was involved at this part, so it probably wouldn't have been easy just to cut him off. Like, I'm going to be realistic. A lot of us want to walk a girl. I would have been done. Nah, no, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. But I tell you what, he couldn't say house to me. He couldn't say how. He couldn't even say the word how to me. Because I'd be the picture of one of my plants and threw it upside his head. Like, don't say no H words to me. Don't say how, house, however, nothing. Don't do it. Because I am going to go off.
Chill.
Because you imagine if she would have, like, in so many ways, when they say God take care of fools and babies?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine if she would have been like, well, we about to move out in June, so let me tell my landlord I'm going to end my lease in June. Baby. So. Yeah, he couldn't have said nothing to me about a house after that. And it definitely would have been, at that point, I definitely would have probably been getting turned off. We probably wouldn't have made it that long.
Yeah, we would have. Uh-uh, I would have been done because I'm not dumb. So I can read through BS, and I'm not calling her dumb. I'm just saying she gave a lot more grace than I would have.
Yeah, I already know. After that house situation, like I probably would have been. Keep it a buck and say I probably wouldn't have been immediately done, but I would have been so turned off that he would have been like, I would have been so turned off so cold, so checked out that he would have been like, yeah, I'm gone. Because at this point, I can't trust you. At this point, you're a liar to me. So it couldn't have been nothing that he could have said to me.
Nothing.
So we would have might as well have just been gone and been done. Especially after the whole miscarriage situation, and you couldn't be there for me. And then I think after she had to have another medical procedure.
We ain't even there yet, child. Well, we ain't even got to the part where they got married yet. So they just now, it was after the cash offer fell through, they decided to get married. And she said, you know what? We ain't got to look for no house, and we got to look for no car. Let's just get married. The problem with some of us women, and I'm just saying us as a species, we be so ready for the ring and so ready to say, I'm married, girl. And it's all these flags just waving in your face.
Because
she said by the end of the month, she knew she was in trouble.
And she was giving him, she was basically giving him out of his life. Like, oh, we don't have to worry about the house. Use a fucking lie. What is going on?
Where are we going to live?
Where's the proof of funds, Legion? Where's the proof of funds? Where is the pre-approval? Where is the mortgage company? What is going on? Like,
so it was funny after she started realizing, like, after she told us, you know, at 2 weeks he started acting funny and he calling up to my job and always talking about me and in the background. She works at a police station.
Yeah.
What else? Who else is there? There are probably four other women in that police station. Please, sir, move around.
And he just did that for, I don't even know what was the reason for that one.
He did it because he was out here flirting and talking to other people and doing his own thing. Like, that's obvious, like, because she found Facebook messages.
Right.
And then wanted to go to counseling. Girl, leave this man alone.
Clearly. But it was just, like, to go that far. Like, you know, we've all dealt with the Negroes that you know they out here sniffing behind somebody else's draw. And so they guilt gonna make them accuse you of constantly cheating with somebody. But to go this far as to be like I'm not saying why would he accuse her of cheating. Why would you go so far as to, because usually niggas is like, I know you out here fucking other niggas. I know you out here talking to these niggas. I know you probably got somebody on your job that like you. Like, they'll do that, but they won't have no bona fide proof. This man said somebody pulled up and rang the bell. Like, what made you lie like that?
That outlet.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what made you tell that lie? Like, it couldn't have, you couldn't even take a situation that they was already in. Like, why couldn't it have been a situation where you picked up from work or something like that, and maybe she walked out the door with another dude, and you've been like,
Is that your work husband?
Right. Like, the side accuser. So you could be like, what? This man said, this man came to the house when the bell was
lies. Anywho, I'm so done with this man, because now I'm like,
That part, I said, now that is beyond me. I didn't have niggas lie. I've had men make up or embellish situations accusing me of stuff, and you'd be like, what? Where you get that from? But this on a whole nother level of foolishness. I would have went and got a ring. Amazon would have been delivering a ring camera the very next day. Because what you're not going to do is play these games with me. But she was smart. She went to her neighbor to check theirs because it can see, and it was, and she, the neighbor was like, I saw nothing. That right there, I would have kicked the door in. You're nothing but a liar, a cheater, a deceiver, heartbreak, like, bro, the lie, like candy,
right? The lies.
Don't make me call Portia. Anyway, so this is the other thing. They went to counseling, and the pastor and the first lady basically told them, go your separate ways, please, immediately. Do not pass though.
My girl, nah,
do not collect $200.
The first lady said,
This ain't it.
You know, the pastor, the first lady, after they got done with their session with them, they probably looked at each other like, shoot.
Honey.
No. No. I don't know about this.
They probably went home and was like, we done heard some bad stories, but child, we gotta pray for them for real.
We gotta pray. We don't have to pray. They was probably like, this is beyond our prayer. I know they probably was. But because first of all, they started like a month or two after marriage.
Yes.
And the first lady was like, y'all ain't even out of the honeymoon stage.
Right.
What is going on?
Tim.
And why was it? First of all, you did it backwards. Why didn't you do counseling?
Pre-marital counseling.
Before you got married.
Well.
Because sometimes in pre-marital, they'll say,
y'all ain't ready.
Y'all ain't ready.
But.
This ain't it.
But I'm going to call her again. Grace decided to just keep it pushing and stay right on in this mess. Right into another round of house hunting.
and that's when he hit again with the other chick. Now you see he tried that BS with a man. I do my due diligence. Immediately the woman was
Amber
like,
Amber was like, I need proof of my funds.
I'ma stop you right there before I opened up my laptop and pull up Zillow. What I'm going to need from you is your this and your that and your this. You can't produce it. Don't even worry about it. It's been great working with you all. I wish you all the best. Looked at, we're going to call her Grace. Looked at Grace and said, good luck, Chuck.
Right.
She said, girl, if you stay with that man, you're a fool.
Literally.
She said, if you stay with that man, you're a fool, and I can help you find out why. Shoot, she said, child.
So after that, I think she started to be like, okay, what the fuck is going on?
Get her exit plan. But which is crazy because honestly, she really didn't. I mean, I guess dealing with somebody like that, you got to have an exit strategy. And I guess she just, it had got to the point where she didn't know what to believe. She didn't know what was true and wasn't, what was false. But I know, like, and, you know, it was probably one of those things where her gut was probably like, no. But so much was going on that she like, I don't know what the fuck to believe.
Well, thank God for the fact that she started looking for a new job and she needed to fill out that background check.
Because she had to pay for her Nissan Altima. Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't even gonna bring her little baby car into. I wasn't gonna bring her car into.
Only reason I brought it up, after this man had her, now he helped her get it. But, and that's another thing, like, bro, men, I don't know why y'all, who told y'all that women be needing or wanting all this extra extravagant shit, and y'all be trying to stretch ourselves thin. If you can make sure we good on the level of we got a roof over our head, we ain't living in neither. I don't want to live in no shack. But if we good on the fact that we got a roof over our head, you taking care of the bills. Like, we're good. Everything else will fall in place. He did all this for no. You helped her get her car. You were paying the rent and the bills. Because she never said, like, anything got shut off. She never got any notices or anything. So you're paying the bills. But I think he was borrowing money for people to probably do it. But still, you were paying the bills. You helped her get a car. She was definitely into you. What was the reason for lying? In the words of Cardi B, what was the reason? What was
the reason?
I'm
just really glad, like I said, she had to do this background check, because that's when the Social Security number came up. It was different than the one that was on their marriage license, and this is when she turned into a private investigator. Finally.
Right.
So she did her own background check and couldn't find the stuff that she was supposed to find. Nothing.
Nothing. Man, they been to the school he said he was been to.
Mm-mm.
Ain't played no arena ball. Ain't Mm-mm. did nothing.
Nigga, there was nothing. No record of the Social Security number. How you make up a Social Security number?
You do not exist.
How do you make up one? In most cases, it probably is assigned to somebody. Right? Like, you would think it might come back to somebody else, but this not even a real Social Security number.
Listen.
And he had to tell her that his daddy made him a private citizen.
Why
can I become a private citizen?
Right. Why would one, how do you become a private citizen? Why would I be a private? Why are people private citizens? Because I'm always asked the why. Why? Why did your father make you a private citizen? What was the reason? It was certain things that it was so much. That man had a lie for everything.
It was just too many lies, and it just took her too long to do something about it.
And then I'm the type of person where, like, I don't like to argue with you, but I'm a definitely cut. Like, you can't be a liar around me. If you're gonna be a liar around me, you better be taking notes of your own lies. Because mm-hmm. I'm gonna be like, wait a minute, I thought you said.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I thought you said such and such. And they're gonna be like, yeah, well, I'm gonna be like, all right, got my eye.
But I was proud of her. Like, after all of this started coming up, you know, she really started digging. She found the ex-wife, found out the ex-wife's daughter really didn't die, so he ain't have to send $2,000 for no funeral. He probably was just paying somebody back that he had borrowed money from.
Yeah.
Then another ex had reached out to her. Grace decided, okay, no more Grace. I'm just not going to say shit and keep doing all my digging.
Right.
So.
It was the wife saying, if you calling me, I know shit done went bad.
Exactly.
She said, if you're calling me, I know shit done went left. What this mm-hmm. nigga done did now?
Yep.
And this whole thing that he has going straight to, I left her because she cheated on me. Like, bro. Yeah,
that's an easy cop-out.
Like, ain't nobody going for that. I left her because she cheated on me. Nigga, okay. Sure.
So, anywho, at the end of the day, in June of 2021, she started going through the divorce process. But she quickly kicked his ass out. She had a lock chain. She threw everything out.
Yeah, but I would have got herself together too. If I would have came in my house and you in a goddamn guest room pissing in Powerade bottle. I said, I know you lied. I know you fucked up.
But, like, the funniest things to me through this whole thing is, like, when she started talking about, you know, we all have our daily routines, right? He would talk to his brother every day on the phone. Find out that his brother is the one who got the money, got the car, married, got a nice house. I know she had to be sick, like, God.
Wait a minute.
I got the wrong twin.
Hold on. When she was talking to his older brother, and he was mm-hmm. like, nah, it's just me him and his twin. I sat up and said, twin?
Twin? Where have you been?
Where have you been? I said, to when? You mean to tell it's a nigga out here looking like you that's not lying? Like, girl, oh. Girl, the brother that she was talking to, the oldest brother, mm-hmm. like, he was too funny. He was like, the fact that everybody was like, I don't fuck with that nigga.
Literally everybody said that.
I don't fuck with that nigga. Like, so, yeah. It's so much. Like, that's why it is good to do your research, even if you don't, like, know how to reach out to people. But like, hey, what do you think about this? I am going through your Facebook. I am going through your Instagram. I am going through the social.
And all I want to see. It was too many flags. It was just too many.
It was, girl, I mean, just like a, it was like a used car sales dealership. As many flags that was flying, and she just looked right past them. But
you know. Lee John, let me tell you about Lee John. That Negro crazy.
He definitely has a problem. He has an issue.
And I don't care about all the lies, but for months on end, you are pretending to be on the phone and there is nobody on the other end. You are insane.
That is, you are a psychopath. You are getting up every morning talking to yourself on the phone. Why? I would have respected better if he would have been like, I don't fuck with my family no more. Like, me and my family fell out. We don't fuck with each other no more.
Right.
I would have been cool with that. Why are you getting up? And then you claiming people talking about this, your sister and your cousin. And they like, no, mm-hmm. I don't fuck with that nigga. They like, no, that's my cousin. No, we just cool. And most of everybody was like, no, I don't fuck with him because he owed me some money. No, I don't fuck, he did me dirty. He did something bogus. Like, mm-hmm. Man, oh man, oh man.
But this is a story for the times. It's definitely many lessons in here.
Definitely.
And not just the red flags, but it teaches you a little bit about being about finances. And you know how people say you don't need to know everything about your partner's finances and this, that. Enough. You need to know enough.
When it gets to the point where we starting to talk about buying houses,
We need to
sit down and pull up the Equifax and the W-2s mm-hmm. and all that, and we need to start figuring stuff out. Not just how can we get approved, but also how are we gonna pay for this? Right. Are you gonna be able, like, so if you want a higher end of a salary and I'm mid on the salary, then I mean we need to meet somewhere in between to get a house, because if some shit go left, then mm-hmm. we got to make sure that we can cover this at least until I can get back on my feet. Like, are we gonna be good? Can you, like, yeah? But then I also, for me, I hope that women would take this and learn to stop being so quick. To fall for a man based off of what he can say, what he say in the empty promises. Like, let them be some action behind it. Like, and you know, keep your antennas up. Don't be so, like, a lot of women be so quick just because a man, like, yeah, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna get us a house, and I want to do this. And mm-hmm. I'm gonna take care of you, and I'm gonna do this. And I get it. Listen, mm-hmm. I don't know why you want to do this shit alone. I get it. Paying bills by yourself is ghetto. I completely understand. But at the same time, don't be so quick to just want to have somebody there, or have your person, or have somebody to take care of you, that you ignoring shit like. You can't come to me as soon as we meet and you talking about you got all this money and showing me accounts. For me, I'm gonna be like weird.
This doesn't seem right. That's weird. That's suspicious.
That's a turnoff. It's gonna be a turnoff. Good. So,
anywho, that's our recap on Grace and Lee John.
Hi, John.
Exactly. So that's that. Girls, be careful.
Look for the red flags. Pay attention to the red flags. And also, I'm gonna say this since I'm already on my soapbox. Yeah, I don't know why I be forgetting words. If you are in a place where you feel like you so ready to be with somebody, like, I'm tired of being alone, I'm tired of being single, I'm ready to meet my person, to the point where you starting to feel desperate to be with somebody, or you just feeling like, I can't do this anymore, that is not the time to start dating. That is actually right. The time not to date. Get off the dating apps. Don't be looking, and spend some time with yourself, because when you're in that mode, you are making yourself vulnerable to just end up with anything and put up with some bullshit.
Right.
So, yeah, that's all I got.
All right. Well, it's been a time.
Child, it has.
What shall our friends do until next time?
Drink your water, mind your business, and stay away from the lead jobs of the world.
Amen. Peace.